You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This is LBC News.
LBC News time, 22 minutes after 7. It's good to have your company this Wednesday evening. We'll have more on the situation and the aftermath of Storm Arwen to come through the programme. But let's go now to the United States, as the first Omicron case there then has been detected in the US. Let's get the very latest from LBC's Washington correspondent, Simon Marks. Simon.
Well, David, it was, as we suspected, only a matter of time before this development was unearthed and then announced at the White House, and indeed the announcement came from Dr. Anthony Fauci just within the last few minutes.
The California and San Francisco Departments of Public Health and the CDC have confirmed that a recent case of COVID-19 among an individual in California was caused by the Omicron variant.
He said it was inevitable that the variant would arrive on U.S. shores. Indeed, he'd warned of it earlier in the week. And he provided background on the patient who has been identified in San Francisco.
The individual was a traveler who returned from South Africa on November the 22nd and tested positive on November the 29th. The individual is self-quarantining, and all close contacts have been contacted, and all close contacts thus far have tested negative. The individual was fully vaccinated and experienced mild symptoms, which are improving at this point.
He again urged all Americans to take advantage of the booster shots that are currently available all over the country to protect them against the Delta variant of COVID-19, which currently is responsible for 99.9% of infections in the United States. But this news clearly suggests that there is every possibility that those numbers will start to shift if and when Omicron starts spreading across America. The Biden administration has said that contingency planning is underway with pharmaceutical companies Pfizer and Moderna to generate a booster shot that will, if necessary, specifically address the Omicron variant. But Dr. Fauci today said Americans shouldn't wait for that booster shot to become available. He says they need to get out there right now and take advantage of the booster shots in much the same way as the British government, of course, is telling people there to do the same thing. All of this news coming on the day when the White House is said to be weighing a plan to tighten the regulations regarding testing for arriving travelers from overseas destinations. President Biden himself is due to be making an address tomorrow about his plans to battle COVID-19 throughout the Christmas holiday period. And one element of that may be a change in the testing regimen for anyone who's planning to come to the United States, including American citizens and permanent legal residents of the U.S. Instead of having to produce a negative COVID test result within a 72-hour window of a flight, the CDC is poised to announce that travelers will need to have that negative test result within just a 24-hour window of a departing flight. That obviously is going to change dramatically the preparations that anyone planning to spend the festive season in the United States will have to make, because there will clearly be a limited period of time, less than 24 hours before a flight, to take that test, get the negative result and post it to your airline in order to be able to travel. There are other ideas that have been reportedly been being mulled by the administration situation, including a requirement for arriving travellers to take a day two test after they arrive in the United States, and the possibility of people having to self-isolate until those day two test results come through. Now, it's very unclear whether any of that would be enforceable here in the United States. We've never seen any kind of procedures like that up until now, but certainly it seems likely that they're going to go ahead and change the 72-hour window before you get on your flight and travel to America and say that instead you've got to have a negative COVID test, plus, of course, proof of full vaccination within 24 hours of your flight. There's also a question, David, about that definition of fully vaccinated. At the moment, just under 60% of Americans, only 60% of Americans, are fully vaccinated against COVID-19, but that uses the definition of the two shots, or the one shot of Johnson & Johnson. If you start adding the booster into your definition of fully vaccinated, then the vast majority of Americans are not fully vaccinated, and Dr. Fauci indicated today that there may be a change in that definition of what fully vaccinated means over the next few weeks, days or weeks. We'll have to see how quickly the CDC chooses to grasp that particular nettle. But the big news here, inevitable news, the identification of the first case of the Omicron variant out in California in the San Francisco Bay Area, a traveler who came into the United States from South Africa. There were more questions at the White House today about the travel ban that President Biden has implemented against South Africa and several other countries in Southern Africa that have not yet exhibited the Omicron variant. But I suspect the fact that it's been detected here in a traveler from South Africa means that travelers from that country at least are going to continue to be barred from the United States for a while to come.
Okay, from Washington, LBC's Simon Marks, thank you very much indeed.
LBC News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.